Why do migrating birds never get lost?
I don't know why.
Because they always wing it.
It's time for the Kids Public Radio.
This is Teresa Anderson from Hummingbird Go.
I'm sitting on my stool, just thinking about the friends I used to know. Summers we spent outside, stopping time on our thighs, smiling at the boys walk by. Then a breeze begins to blow, and I know it's time to go inside. But wait.
That's Teresa Anderson from Hummingbird Go right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone here with a whole lot of great people at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and online. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hello, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Hi, it's Ram.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Kayan.
Hello, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Hello, it's Marcel.
Well, everyone, I'm so delighted you're here out there in listener land and here at the Outpost and on Zoom, because today we're going to be talking about something pretty cool, bird migration. Have you been noticing birds migrating recently?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I usually see some around the summer months often.
I've been seeing some of the sandhill cranes that we have around here in the last 3 or 4 months or so move through, and it's always so cool to see them and often hear them before you do.
Yeah, you can hear them up in the sky making their sound, you know, way before they actually land. But lots and lots of birds migrate Today on the show, we're going to learn a lot more about migration with someone who actually studies, researches, and writes about migration. Our guest is Scott Wiedensahl. He's with us on the show today. We're going to learn so much. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. This is Jesse Balin. Follow along on our full playlist at childrenshour.org. Look for migration.
Little bird up in the sky. Little bird learning to fly. Little bird stretching your wings in the morning light. Little bird, make it all right. You've got all you need to make a good fight. Little bird, stretching your wings in the morning light. Fly away, don't forget that you'll always be, always be.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and our guest today on the show is an expert in migration. He's a writer, a naturalist, and a researcher, and his name is Scott Wiedensahl. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Scott.
Well, thank you, Katie. It's a delight to be here.
What is the process of migration?
When we talk about migration with animals, we're talking about what scientists call return migration, which is where a bird or a bat or an insect starts in one place, goes somewhere else, usually because of the change in the seasons, and then comes back to its starting point.
Why do birds migrate?
The birds that migrate most are birds that depend on resources or habitats that are only available in certain times of the year. So a lot of the birds that migrate out of North America are birds that feed on insects, because there's not a lot of insects in the forests of the north in the wintertime, or birds that feed on fruit, hummingbirds that feed on nectar. There's not a lot of nectar in the northern hemisphere in the wintertime, or birds like ducks and geese and swans that need open water so that they're safe from predators. All the lakes around here are frozen, so most of the waterfowl have flown south for the winter. Now, they may not have gone all that far. They may only have flown as far south as they needed to find open water. But most birds that are migratory depend on resources that are only available at certain times of the year. Now, you can say, why travel all the way to Central or South America? If you want insects, there's insects in Louisiana in the wintertime. A lot of our migratory birds probably evolved in the tropics. We think of them as our birds that go south for this little winter vacation. They actually spend most of their life either in migration or down on the wintering grounds. They're away from us for about 7 months of the year, and they're only up here in the north for about 5 months of the year. The thing about living in the tropics, living in a rainforest, it's a really hard place to raise babies. The resident tropical birds that live year-round in Central and South America, they lose more babies and nests and eggs than they're able to successfully raise. Now, they live a longer life, so over the course of their life, they produce enough babies to keep population going. Whereas migratory birds making this long trip north, think about the advantages of coming up into the northern hemisphere. The days are longer. If you're one of those birds that migrates up into the Arctic, the sun never sets during the summertime. So you've got 24-hour-a-day light. If you eat insects, oh boy, are there a lot of insects up in the Arctic. More mosquitoes than you can imagine. And there's not a lot of competition. It's just you and your buddies that made this long, arduous migration.
Do any animals that aren't birds migrate?
Oh, lots of animals that aren't birds migrate. Fish, whales, insects, bats. The list just goes on and on. I mean, think about whales off the western coast of North America, humpback whales that go all the way up into the Bering Sea to spend the summer, and then they're down in Florida, gray whales that go down the Pacific coast and migrate down to the coast of Mexico to give birth. You have sharks that travel thousands of miles across the ocean. Here in the east where I live, most of our monarch butterflies spend the winter in the mountains of Mexico. So lots and lots of animals that aren't birds migrate.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today, we're learning about migration. Our guest is Scott Wiedensahl. He's the author of A World on the Wing, The Global Odyssey of Migratory Birds. We have a lot more to learn. Stick with us.
Whales swim so far, so free, across the deep blue sea. Monarchs chase the summer sun till their journey's done. Caribou in snowy lands, marching strong, brave bands to the tunes of nature's call, wandering us all. Magical migration, dance of inspiration.
Migration of Birds by Gary Snyder. It started just now with a hummingbird hovering over the porch 2 yards away, then gone. It stopped me studying. I saw the redwood post leaning in clod ground, tangled in a bush of yellow flowers higher than my head, through which we push every time we come inside. The shadow network of the sunshine through its vines. White-crowned sparrows make tremendous singings in the trees. The rooster down the valley crows and crows. Jack Kerouac outside, behind my back, reads the Diamond Sutra in the sun. Yesterday I read Migration of Birds, the golden plover and the Arctic tern. Today that big abstraction's at our door, for juncos and the robins all have left. Broody scrabblers pick up bits of sting. And in this hazy day of April, summer heat. Across the hill, the seabirds chase spring north along the coast, nesting in Alaska in 6 weeks.
Have had their fill of They've been eating all summer and their bellies are full. Now the whales are feeling that natural pull to head down south to sing their song. Winter in Hawaii is where they belong. The whales know when it's time to go. They're feeling that sensation. It's time to change location. Make a big make a big migration. Head down south. The whales hit the waves and get their flukes in gear. The journey is long, they make it twice a year. It takes determination to make it to their destination, to their winter home. The whales say hello to a passing ship with a breach and a blow and a fancy flip. The planet guides them with gravitation. They follow the sun for navigation. The whales know. In the mouth, whales come together and blow a bubble net and scoop a ton of fish without breaking a sweat. The whales know how to blow. It's another summer up in Glacier Bay. They'll stay until the sun starts fading away. When snow and ice start bringing a chill and they've had their fill of fish and krill, the whales will know.
That's Dana from A Place to Call Home with Migration. Reading the poem by Gary Snyder was Wally Wolodarski from For the Birds. And Magical Migration before that was Magical Tunes. You're listening to the Children's Hour on Katie Stone. We're learning about migration. You can follow along on our playlist and find links and pictures at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Migration.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.